live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University. It is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to another afternoon edition of WKAR's Current Sports, coming to you live here on WKAR AM 870 1051 FM. Or you may be listening or watching on our Facebook live stream right now at WKAR News, or listening to the podcast version at WKAR.org. However you may be tuned in, we really appreciate you allowing us to be a part of your day. A lot to get to on today's current sports. Kind of a same theme from yesterday's show, as really the foundation of Monday's current sports was centered on the hire of Bill Beekman as Michigan State's athletic director. No longer does he have the interim AD title, and the Board of Trustees this morning making it official. In what was a unanimous vote, Bill Beekman is officially now, you can say that today, the newest athletic director of MSU. Now, we briefly commented and brought a few takes from our listeners out there centered on this hire of Beekman, and a lot of mixed reactions. Many of you confused. That's the word I used yesterday. That was my word of the day when it came to Monday's current sports. I was a bit confused how a man who has no background in the world of athletics can become the next Michigan State University athletic director. I was also confused on how interim president John Engler, who noted earlier when he took the job as interim president of Michigan State University, he noted that a national search would take place. And when asked whether or not a national search did take place for the MSU AD position, he said no. We felt like we had everything that we needed in Bill Beekman. And you heard my take on that, right? I mean, Bill Beekman, sure, nice guy, seems like an incredible guy, and time will tell whether or not he is the right man for this job. And who knows, he may turn out to be a great athletic director, but the mere fact that John Engler went back on his word and did not conduct a national search like he said he was going to do, from an optic standpoint, it does not look good. But nonetheless, Bill Beekman is now Michigan State's athletic director. And this morning, actually, when it comes to the Board of Trustees meeting, our very own Kevin Lavery was at the meeting. It was very short, about 7 minutes. You get to hear exactly what happened at the meeting. Also, Kevin was able to steal about 2 minutes of Bill Beekman's time while at this morning's Board of Trustees meeting. And you'll also get to hear from a Michigan State University professor who has been very critical of what has gone down here at MSU. All right. We'll also invite live in Studio West our dear friend Zachary Swiezicki. We have not heard from Swi in quite some time. Zachary Swiezicki is a play-by-play director and multimedia journalist at Impact 89 FM Sports. He will bring his thoughts and provide perspective from the student body here at MSU concerning the hire of Bill Beekman. And then on the back end of the show, I will do my best to get to some kind of sports talk on today's hour, as I have some things to say about this whole Le'Veon Bell contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right. All of that while, of course, inviting you to let your voice be heard throughout these next 60 minutes. Multiple ways in which you can weigh in. Pick up the phone and dial 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527 is the number to call. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News. And as I mentioned, you can watch the live stream there. Hello, beautiful people. And comment below that video. I'll do my best to get to your comments throughout this hour. And you can tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. You know what's next. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. All right, as I just mentioned, Michigan State, the Board of Trustees, approved Bill Beekman as the athletic director during a special meeting held this morning. The vote was unanimous in a meeting that lasted less than 8 minutes and followed a Monday press conference to introduce Beekman as the AD. Trustee Brian Masalim was quoted in saying, quote, "I think Bill is a man of integrity. We trust Bill. And I will stand with you to make sure that we all succeed together." More on that Board of Trustees meeting in just a moment. You'll get to hear audio from that meeting and also a one-on-one chat with our very own Kevin Lavery, as he got a chance to steal a little under 2 minutes with Bill Beekman, and also a Michigan State professor who has been critical of Michigan State University throughout this entire ugliness, right? All right, so stay tuned for that. Brian Lewerke, quarterback of Michigan State's football team. He has been named to the watch list for the Davey O'Brien Award, which is presented annually to the nation's top QB. Lewerke was one of 26 players named to the watch list for the Davey O'Brien Award and one of three from the Big Ten, joining Penn State's Trace McSorley and Wisconsin's Alex Hornibrook. Lewerke is coming off a breakout season as he completed 59% of his passes for almost 3,000 yards, 2,793 to be exact, 20 touchdowns and 7 INTs, and was second on the team in rushing with 559 yards and 5 scores. His 3,352 yards of total offense marked the second highest single season total in program history. And speaking of Brian Lewerke, senior running back LJ Scott, senior safety Kari Willis, along with Lewerke, those three players were announced by the Big Ten yesterday afternoon as Michigan State's player representatives for the Big Ten Conference's Media Days. The conference's annual Media Days will take place at the Chicago Marriott Downtown Magnificent Mile on June 23rd and the 24th. I'm not a big fan of Big Ten Media Days because, again, you just hear a lot of coach speak, you know, hey, we're going to play hard. We're going to try to be competitive. We're going to try to compete for that Big Ten championship. It's a lot of coach speak. You never really hear anything really newsworthy coming out of Big Ten Media Days. But, hey, that's just me, right? All right, Moneyball resumes tonight, the Moneyball Summer League Pro-Am that takes place every Tuesday and Thursday at the Aim High Sports Complex in Diamonddale, Michigan, will resume tonight. You can catch Team Showtime rocking the gold jerseys and Team Glory in the red, tipping off things at 6 p.m. Then an hour after that one is said and done at 7 p.m., Team Splatter in the black will take on Team Vintage in the green. And to close out the triple header tonight at 8 p.m., you can watch Team Definition in the blue take on Team Quicksilver in the gray. And, yes, all of this summer basketball action is totally free. Gotta love that. All right, Deontay Davis on the move. Former MSU big man Deontay Davis has been traded from the Memphis Grizzlies to the Sacramento Kings, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. According to Woj, Davis and small forward Ben McLemore are being traded along with cash considerations in exchange for shooting guard Garrett Temple. The move comes on the heels of a summer league season in which Deontay Davis averaged a little over 7 points and a little over 7 rebounds per game. Davis averaged 5.8 points per game and 4 rebounds per game in 62 games last season for the Grizz. He was drafted number 31st overall in 2016 following his freshman campaign at MSU. All right, Ziggy Ansah's future with the Detroit Lions is very much up in the air after the 2018-19 year. The two sides had until 4 p.m. yesterday to sign a deal. Because they didn't, Ansah will play this season under the $17.143 million franchise tender that he signed back in April. Ziggy has 44 sacks in 5 seasons. In 2015, he posted a career best 14.5 sacks and made the Pro Bowl. This offseason, Ansah had a clean out procedure on his knee and has really practiced little. So we'll see what happens after this season for Iggy Ziggy Ansah. But again, he has the franchise tender for this year, which he signed back in April. All right, and KG Retrust, right? According to Mark Stein of the New York Times, Kevin Garnett will be helping the Detroit Pistons this summer. He plans on focusing on Andre Drummond and Henry Ellenson to improve their game. Now, Garnett retired after the 2016 year and now makes appearances on NBA's TNT's Arena 21, which is pretty entertaining, I must say. He is also being a consultant for the LA Clippers, but this isn't the first time Garnett has offered to help train young players. He's all about giving back. Now, with the Clippers, Garnett worked with now Piston Blake Griffin in 2016. In 2016 and 17, Garnett coached up young Milwaukee Bucks Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, and Thon Maker. I actually watched some training video of Kevin Garnett and Blake Griffin a couple years back when Blake Griffin was, of course, a member of the L.A. Clippers. And it was pretty entertaining, I must say. I mean, you know, Blake Griffin. I tell you what, I can see some advancements in Blake Griffin's post game after that year in which he did work with KG. So hopefully that pays off for Drummond and Ellenson. All right, and it's official. Detroit is now out of the running for the Final Fours in the next decade. Detroit was named one of 7 finalists to host the Final Four in 2023, 2024, 2025, and 2026. But was not selected to host any of those years. It was announced on Monday afternoon. Houston in 2023, Phoenix in 2024, San Antonio in 2025, and Indianapolis in 2026 were picked as the host city. So no good fortune for the D there. Detroit has hosted the Final Four only one time. If you remember back in 2009, but did host the 2018 first and second rounds at Little Caesars Arena and will again in 2021. But yeah, I remember that time in 09. I was actually That was my sophomore year at Michigan State University, as Michigan State had a pretty good year in 2009, if you remember. But yeah, the D loses out on hosting a Final Four. And how about this? The Home Run Derby and this All-Star game is everything to Washington Nationals slugger Bryce Harper. These couple days have extra sentimental meaning to be to the superstar, I should say, who is participating as a shout-out to his hometown crowd and what may be his final season in Washington. Also, for another feel-good moment, he brought in his father, Ron, as his designated derby pitcher yesterday. Now, there is some controversy here because when I was watching it, I did not know this was a rule. But the rule is, you know, for whoever's pitching in the home run derby for that said player, you have to wait until the ball comes down before you throw that next pitch. But Bryce Harper's dad said, skip that. We got a comeback here. And he just kept just riddling his son with pitches. And Bryce just kept putting him up in the stands, and social media just lost its mind because of this. But get this, Bryce Harper, he was down 18 home runs to 9 under Cubs star Kyle Schwarber when he charged up and got 9 home runs and 10 swings to tie it up. In bonus time, he crushed the second pitch over the fence and sent her to win it all. Definitely a home run derby to remember. It was incredibly entertaining. Shout out to Bryce Harper, no matter whether or not people out there feel as though your dad did cheat. The All-Star Game kicks off tonight at 8 p.m. And features Detroit Tigers reliever Joe Jimenez. All right, that wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. Let's keep it pushing.
Success comes with struggle, but I commit to each of you and our Spartan family across the globe that each and every morning we will come to this building with a complete and total focus on victory. Victory on the field, victory in the classroom, and victory in creating the opportunities for a life well lived. Spartans will. Thank you.
All right, you guys know how we're starting today's show, much like we did on Monday's current sports. It is still the biggest story coming out of the area. That is that Bill Beekman is the new athletic director of Michigan State University. Now, the reason why I'm leading with this again is because this morning, the Michigan State Board of Trustees made it official. They all sat down and did what was expected. And they approved Bill Beekman as the athletic director. Now, I don't believe any contract has been released. I've been, you know, looking online and going on the MSU website to see what exactly the details of the contract of Bill Beekman will be. That has not been released yet. You know, I've seen a lot of rumors out there. It looks like Bill will make a little over $500K. As Michigan State's AD, must be nice, right? That's some nice cheese. Which would be a little under what Mark Hollis was taking home as Michigan State athletic director. But, you know, this is a move that has been met with a lot of criticism. The Michigan State body out there has mixed reactions to this move. I've seen some positive, you know, I went on the air yesterday and noted how I had seen just mostly negative reaction out there from Michigan State students, from Michigan State alum. A lot of people confused like me. But, you know, I've also seen some people out there on my Facebook feed who actually know Bill Beekman personally because, I mean, Bill has direct ties to Michigan State University. He is an alum. You know, he served as secretary on the Michigan State Board of Trustees. He bleeds green. He is a man who certainly bleeds green. He joined MSU in 1995 as an administrator with the MSU health team, spent time as an assistant dean for planning and finance in the College of Human Medicine. He also taught health policy and health finance in the College of Human Medicine and in the College of Law. So again, this is a man who bleeds green. Many of you out there know Bill Beekman. He is not a stranger. It's an in-house hire here. And there are a lot of people that aren't happy with it being an in-house hire and would have wanted the national search that John Engler had promised prior to. But from all accounts, what I've read about Bill Beekman is that he is an incredibly nice guy. And you can kind of see that, you know, when you when you listen to the press conference yesterday. He seems to be a really humble guy who just like doesn't like the attention. You know, he likes, you know, operating behind the scenes. And, you know, you hear the ring endorsements that he received from MSU coaches like Mark D'Antonio, Tom Izzo, Susie Merchant, and members of the Michigan State Board of Trustees. They feel confident that he's going to do a good job and that he has the leadership qualities necessary to do a good job. And again, who knows? Only time will tell. Again, only time will tell whether or not Bill Beekman is the right man for the job. Only problem I have is the whole hiring process and how there wasn't a national search. And also, it confused me a bit as to why this couldn't wait until Michigan State got a president in place first. And I would imagine that probably Tom Izzo, Mark D'Antonio, and other coaches said, look, the athletic season is right around the corner. You know, we want some stability here. We want somebody in that permanent position right now. Can we make this happen? And Bill Beekman was, I guess, their easy choice here. So what I want to do right now is actually play some coverage that we have courtesy of our very own Kevin Lavery, who actually attended this morning's Board of Trustees meeting. It took place around 9 p.m., and the meeting was very short. It was under 8 minutes, around 7 minutes to be exact. And we have audio of what happened in that room when it came to approving Bill Beekman, a unanimous selection as Michigan State's new athletic director.
The meeting of the board will come to order. We're perhaps the best way to start to take roll, because we do have on this special meeting, we've got Trustee Perlis is participating by phone. Bill, you want to call a roll, I guess?
Well, we'll start with Chairperson Breslin.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Ferguson.
Here.
Trustee Byram.
Here.
Trustee Foster.
Here.
Trustee Masalim.
Here.
Trustee Kelly.
Here.
Trustee Perlis.
Here.
And Trustee Lyons.
I think Mitch is expected to join, but it's going to be a brief meeting today.
It's a bad detour on the road coming in. Yeah. If he came in.
No, he was going to call in today, I think. First, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Support.
Well, moved by Ferguson and supported by Foster. All in favor?
Aye.
Now, Trustee Breslin, let me turn to you for the order of business.
Thank you, President Engler. I move that the Michigan State University Board of Trustees hereby appoints Bill Beekman to serve as Vice President and Director of Intercollegiate Athletics under such terms and conditions as are agreed to by the President.
Seconded by Ferguson. Any discussion? Any trustee wish to make a comment?
Yeah, I do.
Done?
Yes,
Trustee Bissell, sure.
I just want to congratulate Bill Beekman. I think Bill is a man of integrity.
Thank you.
I trust Bill, and I will stand with you to make sure that we all succeed together. Good luck in your new role.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Trustee Ferguson.
I think the world of Bill Beekman, and I told him this was just a wonderful thing for him and his family, how hard he's worked. But I also told him with great enthusiasm, this is just a great thing for Michigan State. We couldn't find a better person for this job now who really understands our university, our culture, who's a tremendous leader, who's extremely unselfish, and it's not a slogan that it's about us, because it truly is with your leadership, Bill. And so I really feel very strongly that we have a foundation to move forward, and our best years are ahead of us with your leadership.
Thank you very much.
I just want to give my Christy congratulations Byron. To Bill.
Thank you.
And I'm going to miss you as our board secretary.
I will miss the great experience it's been to be board secretary.
Maybe not all of them.
it's sincerely been a great pleasure and honor to work with you all, and I will certainly miss that.
Yeah, I've
served
on
the
same floor. We're still going to be calling on you.
Yeah.
He's only undefeated at like...
We'll probably be calling on you more. Now, after babysitting us this long, you know, we're still at times we're going to call you. So you're not getting away that easy. Yeah.
Now, I've served with several board secretaries, and Bill Beekman was extraordinary in that role. He is leaving some very big shoes to fill. But certainly, I wish him well, and I know that he's going to do an extraordinary job for MSU athletics.
Mr.
Brief comment.
Lyon.
Oh, go ahead, Trustee Kelly.
First of all, congratulations, Bill. Just as brief time I've been on this board, you have done a great job. You have the full confidence of the board, and I know you're going to do a great job. So, thank you.
Mr. President, I think Mr. Lyon.
I do have. Trustee Perlis, your comments yesterday on the video, we played those after the event, but very much appreciate it. Any comments from you? Or Trustee Lyon, I believe you've joined us as well. So if Mitch Lyons would want to comment, floor is open.
Yep, I just would like to add that it's been a pleasure working with Bill, and I have full confidence he'll do a great job as the athletic director and look forward to seeing him have success.
Thank you, Mitch. George, any comment?
All I can say is those coaches are very fortunate to have the leadership that we're going to get from Bill. Thank you.
Well, that is a pretty rousing set of endorsements to our new athletic director. I've been hearing from the competitors. They had hoped for turmoil at Michigan State. They wanted to see us, you know, flail about and try to figure out what we're going to do and not have direction and let people compete against us without an AD in place. They're disappointed today because of you're there and we're moving forward. And as I said, I told Bill he's the only undefeated athletic director in America. We'll see how long we can keep it that way. Anyway, without further ado, let's take the vote then. All in favor of the motion by Chairman Breslin, supported by Vice Chairman Ferguson, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
The motion is unanimous. Congratulations, Bill.
Thank you very much.
That's the only item on the agenda, so a motion to adjourn is in order.
Mr. Chairman, before we adjourn, I'd like to say two things, though.
Sure.
We have a unanimous vote, and I just want to say Brian Breslin has just done a tremendous job of working with every member of this board and getting him up to speed and letting him know what's going on, because when you have a unanimous vote with anybody, that the leadership that he showed and how he touched base and how he made everyone comfortable and made everyone part of this decision, and he's the most modest guy you'll ever serve with, and he would never say anything. Well, first of all, he'll never say anything bad about anyone, but worse than that, he'll never say anything good about himself. You know, and I just want to really thank him from his perspective of the university and the board for how he brought us all together and made certain we all were on the same page. And I want to say to President Engler, you know, I really feel you have a number of skills, and one of them is you'd be a great personnel director because you did all the right things to where you talked to all the coaches, all of our people on the outside, and you spent a lot of time behind the scenes really doing the due diligence before you could make this recommendation of Bill Beekman. I'm just saying that there's something outstanding to bringing the entire university together, to bring our family and everything else to where we're all on the same page. Did not happen by accident. And I just want to thank you and Chairman Breslin for what you did behind the scenes that no one would see it, except we see the product of your work after the fact. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any further comments, or
I move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Motion.
Board. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Board is adjourned.
Okay, that is the raw audio of what happened this morning around 9 a.m. as the Michigan State Board of Trustees unanimously approved Bill Beekman as Michigan State's official, now new, athletic director. Our very own Kevin Lavery was at the meeting in That snippet comes from him, as well as this. After the meeting was adjourned, Kevin got a chance to steal just about 2 minutes of Bill Beekman's time to address how he's feeling with the hire and how things came about, and also the criticism that has been out there when it comes to this hire. Here is how that exchange went.
Bill, what's your first order of business now? There's a lot of reputation to be restored at this university.
Yeah. I think we've been working hard at it since February 5th, and so as I said yesterday, we're doing a lot of things behind the scenes. We're getting prepared for our students to come back in the fall, and that really means closer to August 1st than September 1st when the normal students return, and so. So we've revisited all of our policies and protocols. We've revisited our training, and we want to make sure that every student athlete has the safest possible experience. And so we've got a great focus on health, safety, and wellness. And then we're doing a lot of other things in terms of restructuring and reorganizing athletics administration, working through the budget, making sure that we're using every dollar as efficiently and effectively as possible.
What would you say to this large incoming freshman class, particularly the female students, to give a reassurance now that the culture has changed, that the safety measures are in place? I mean, what is their takeaway as they're coming to this university? What assurance can you provide them?
Well, I think that culture is not a destination, it's a journey. And so it's something that you work on and you live every day. And I think that across the university, we've made tremendous progress. We'll continue to do that. It's a daily activity, and so we've instituted a lot of change across the university, much in athletics. But I'd tell the incoming class that they're the largest class that's come into any university in the history of the state of Michigan. And we're thrilled to have them, and we're going to do everything in our power to make sure they have an extraordinary experience. For our student athletes, we tell them that our job is threefold. It's to make sure they succeed on the field, in the classroom, and that we prepare them to succeed in life. And in large measure, I tell our incoming class the same thing. Although they may not be a competitive Division I athlete, it's our job to make sure that they have a successful academic experience and that we prepare them for life, and that's what we'll do.
Last question. What would you say to those who may view your appointment with skepticism, given that there was no national search conducted, which is what President Engler had said would happen several months ago?
Yeah, that's fair. I think with any hire, it's completely reasonable to have a dose of skepticism, and what I'd say to them is give us a chance, give us a fair shake, and I think we've been working hard, we'll continue to work hard, and I think we'll make our Spartans around the globe very proud.
Give us a chance is what Bill Beekman just stated. Again, as Kevin Lavery, our very own Kevin Lavery, posed a question, what would you say to those who meet this hire with skepticism, given that there was no national search? When interim president John Engler said several months ago that there would be a national search, give us a chance. Will you give Bill Beekman a chance? Call in 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News. Comment below that video and also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. We also have a Twitter poll up at WKAR_sports. And we're asking your thoughts again, to give your thoughts on the hiring of Bill Beekman as MSU athletic director. And we've got a Twitter poll up. I'll get to those numbers of the Twitter poll when we come back from this first break. And on the other side of this break, we will have, as promised, live here in studio, Zachary Swyziki, play-by-play director and multimedia journalist at Impact 89 FM Sports. We'll get his reaction on the hire of Bill Beekman. That and so much more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. We have been bringing you coverage from this morning's Board of Trustees meeting, in which the board voted unanimously to approve the hiring of Bill Beekman officially as Michigan State's new athletic director. No longer is the interim tag on Beekman. He is the guy now. We played your raw audio from the meeting, as well as a brief one-on-one that lasted about 2 minutes and 45 seconds, to be exact, with Kevin Lavery and Bill Beekman after the meeting was said and done. And we've been asking your thoughts and reactions dating back to Monday's Current Sports on this hire. Spartan Nation, what do you think of the hire of Bill Beekman? Do you like it? Do you don't care? You just like, whatever, at this point, let's keep it pushing. Or are you totally against it? What do you think? And we actually, I want to go behind the glass right now. One of our current sports production assistants, Connor Mathis, who has been tweeting since yesterday for us on this topic of Bill Beekman, courtesy of at @WKAR_sports. Connor, we do have a Twitter poll up. What do those numbers look like?
All right, so we asked what were the general thoughts on hiring Bill Beekman as the AD. We had 22% of people said it was a good hire, 47% said it was a bad hire, and 31 were neutral or didn't care.
And that's coming from 32 votes.
Yep.
32 votes. Again, if you would like to vote and let your voice be heard that way on our Twitter poll, just simply go to @WKAR_sports on Twitter to do so. All right, before we get to our guest for today's Current Sports, I've got one more snippet that I want to play for you all. Now, she is a woman who has been very boisterous when it comes to how Michigan State has handled this whole Larry Nassar scandal. She is a professor coming from James Madison College here at Michigan State. Her name is Anna Pegler Gordon. Our very own Kevin Lavery also got a chance to talk with Anna Pegler Gordon and get her thoughts on the hire of Beekman.
I don't know who the other candidates out there who might be good at this job. So I can't really disagree with the choice because the process is so bad that I don't know the range of options.
And kind of given everything that's gone on in the past weeks, months, I mean, do you feel like this is another slap in the face to, you know, faculty and students?
I think it's a slap in the face to faculty and students and survivors and staff people. We have asked for transparency. This meeting was called too quickly for there to be any public comment, and then they sit around and say the entire university is on board with this. They don't know that. They don't care. The survivors have spoken out saying that they think this is a bad choice, and I think that we should actually have a meeting at which members of the community are given enough time to make comments. And I think it's really intentional that they had this meeting, they announced it. We have to have 3 days to make comments. As I understand it, this was not announced with enough time for us to make comments. And I think that was intentional. I think it's intentional that it's done over the summer when faculty, students, and staff are out of town or at work. It's just really exasperating.
All right, again, that coming from a brief chat courtesy of our very own Kevin Lavery at the Michigan State Board of Trustees meeting this morning with Michigan State professor, Anna Pegler Gordon, from the James Madison College here at Michigan State. Pegler Gordon has been very boisterous in attending these various Board of Trustees meetings and very critical of how the board and this university has handled the Larry Nassar scandal. And isn't it a bit ironic, you know, seeing as though we are a day away from the ESPYs that will be taking place, I believe, out in Los Angeles, California, as Larry Nassar survivors have earned the Arthur Ashe Courage Award at the ESPYs. These athletes have spoken out against Larry Nassar sexual abuse and will be awarded tomorrow night on ESPN and ABC. How about that? All right. To kind of put a finger on the pulse of how the student body is reacting here at Michigan State University, I found it fitting to ask our very dear friend and current sports alum, Zachary Swyzicki, to join me live here in Studio S. As Swy is a play-by-play director and multimedia journalist at Impact 89 FM Sports. And I actually ran into Zach yesterday morning at the press conference for Bill Beekman. First off, Zach, thank you so much for your time on this Tuesday afternoon. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Always good seeing you, dude. So first off, I just want to get your initial reaction. Watching that press conference yesterday at Building 1855 inside of the Hall of Champions, what were your initial takeaways? What were your thoughts as you watched, you know, Mark D'Antonio, Tom Izzo, Susie Merchant, you know, John Engler and the board, just really kind of showing for the first time, I think, throughout this whole scandal, quote unquote, some unity, you know, all coming together in one setting to vie their support for Bill Beekman. What were your thoughts on what you saw yesterday?
So I do agree with the professor. As she said, it just doesn't seem like the administration doesn't care. And I think that's kind of been the phrase throughout this entire process, the last 5 months. No one really seems to care about really anything except themselves. And I think that kind of carries on with the Beekman hire. I think what Engler said yesterday, it just seemed like it was about him, really. I think when he says it was nice to have someone that knows the university, that knows what's going on, it's more like, oh, he knows me. He can protect me and what I've been doing. And if I hire him, that's going to be another person on my side. Mm-hmm. I think when you go to the actual press conference, I think it was a very powerful thing to have almost all of the board members behind him, all of the coaches, the majority of the coaches behind him as well, while he was being introduced. I think that's kind of not quite a metaphor, but it definitely shows a sign of unity. Mm-hmm. That's something D'Antonio mentioned. He's been a unifying force, great listener, and calm throughout the entire process, which I think is important, obviously, going forward. But the hire itself, the poll, I don't know if you can judge if it's a good or a bad hire right now.
Right.
I think you can
judge it's early for that.
I think you can judge the process, and the process has been horrible.
Exactly. That's where I am with this whole thing as well. The process of the hiring. And by all accounts, I mean, Bill Beekman may go on to be a great athletic director, right? We don't know that. Only time will tell if he is, in fact, a good hire for that position. But you look at how it happened. I got a few question marks. Why do you think, Zach, again, and we're totally speculating here. That's what we do here on Sports Talk Radio, right?
Exactly.
But the timing of this hire, you know, it was a bit shocking to me because I would think, okay, wouldn't you want a permanent president in place before you start discussing other positions like the athletic director position? Why do you think the hire took place this week?
I think, as you mentioned before, you know, the fall sports are getting ready to get geared up. So they do need someone kind of in charge. I think Matt Larson's the highest up before Beekman was officially appointed. And I think he would be able to do a good enough job, but you definitely want a face to take the responsibility for whatever goes on throughout that entire process. But it goes back to my point as well. I think if Engler can say, hey, I hired Bill Beekman and he's doing an all right job, you know,
it looks good on him.
Maybe I can just get that interim tag removed as well. Obviously, it's just speculation. You don't really know what's going on
in the
uppermost parts of the university. It seems puzzling to have a permanent AD before a permanent president. And that's where, like you said, the question marks come up.
We chatted this morning, and you are, what, a few weeks away from being an alum here at Michigan State University.
Crazy to say.
Which is crazy, right? But again, you're still here on campus and doing outstanding work at Impact 89 FM and, you know, Impact really has a direct voice when it comes to representing the student body here at Michigan State. The conversations that you've had with your fellow classmates here at Michigan State University, other students here at Michigan State University, what do you think is kind of the general thought when it comes to the Bill Beekman hire and how it was handled?
Well, I think like the results of the poll, I think that's pretty representative of the student body right now. I think it's the majority are going to say, I think it's a bad hire, just because he's going to be taking the brunt of everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He's been here since 1995. He graduated in 89, so he's been really here the past 29 years minus five, so 24 years. The last 24 years he's been with Michigan State, and he's been a part of all of the bad things and all of the good things, but mostly the bad things that have gone. He might not be directly responsible, but that's not necessarily how life is. It's not fair. But he's been here throughout that process, and I think he's going to kind of just naturally develop that rap, even if it's not fair.
Definitely. All right, again, we're chatting with Zachary Swiezicki, play-by-play director and multimedia journalist at Impact 89 FM Sports. Zach, I do kind of want to shift gears before we do get you out of here when it comes to the upcoming Michigan State sporting season, right? I mean, there's a lot of chatter when it comes to how successful both Mark D'Antonio and Tom Izzo's Michigan State men's basketball team will be next season. I want to start with football, though. Mm-hmm. What are your general thoughts when it comes to the expectations this season? You know, I noted in our Quick Hit headliners how Brian Lewerke is yet on another watch list for quarterback of the year, as it was announced today that he has been placed on the Davey O'Brien watch list, which is presented annually to the nation's top quarterback. What are your thoughts and expectations when it comes to Mark D'Antonio's upcoming 2018 football season?
I think the expectations should be back to where they were a few years ago. And covering the team last year, the past couple of seasons, I've kind of been the level-headed of the group over at Impact. I've kind of it's always been either very high or very low with most of the people with opinions.
Right.
And as kind of our post-spring game podcast, they wanted me to be an analyst. So I did my research and I looked at everything. And again, I was level-headed throughout my entire 4 years. And they asked me what I thought the record would be. And I said, I looked at the schedule. It lines up in their favor. I looked at the returning starters, 19 of 22, most experienced coming back. Brian Lewerke, who I think is still underrated
right.
as a quarterback, even though he's making a few preseason lists. I think LJ Scott, what you saw in the Holiday Bowl, if he can run like that, he's as good as anyone in the Big Ten, mm-hmm. the top five at least, as far as running backs go. The wide receiving core is very good. The D-line is good. The secondary is as good as anyone, at least in the Big Ten, if not the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out on a limb, and I don't just say that because I wanted – to hear people yell at me, but I think 12-0.
What?
For next season.
12-0, Swy. That's a bold prediction. And again, I like how you preface that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not a guy who's going to go all in on them, and you've been level-headed, or you know, like this is the end of the world when it comes to Michigan State football. So 12-0, when you look at their schedule, Swy, which games are you the most concerned about?
Obviously, going to Penn State is a little bit of a worry if you're Michigan State. Ohio State's going to be good again, no matter what. Dwayne Haskins, I think, is going to be a very good quarterback, maybe even better than JT Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
I think the trap games are going to be there as well. I mean, you have Northwestern coming here. That's obviously a revenge game for the Spartans, which I think they do win, as I said, 12-0. But I think there's a lot of games that could obviously be trap games. You think about Maryland, Indiana. But the big games are going to be the ones, obviously, Michigan coming to East Lansing, Ohio State coming to East Lansing. All of the toughest games are really here. Penn State, obviously, losing Saquon Barkley is going to have some room to make up. They lost a lot of defensive starters as well. I think the schedule lines up in their favor.
Bold stuff from my man, Swy. And if they're going 12-0 undefeated, Swy, I would imagine that Brian Lewerke is going to be on the lips of many this season as a legitimate Heisman Trophy candidate. Is that safe to say as well?
Yeah, and I've been big. There's three quarterbacks in the country. So if they end up being good, I want the credit for this.
I got you. I'll shout you out.
KJ Costello from Stanford, Brian Lewerke, MSU, and Mackenzie Milton from UFC, I think are all going to be juniors this year and all could be very, very good. They looked good last year. I think they take that next step.
On the flip side of this conversation, if there is any spot of worry for you when it comes to MSU football, what would be that target spot?
I mean, obviously, you need to replace Brian Allen. Matt Allen, his little brother, seems to be the leader in the clubhouse for that. But I think in the same breath, Brian Lewerke is the main person, the main player that can really affect. He can be the catalyst for good or bad going forward. The secondary, I don't see getting any worse. And that, I mean, saying what they did last year is pretty good. So I think Brian Lewerke is the main thing. The linebacking core is going to be good again. The defensive line is going to be good again. Do have to replace Demetrius Cooper, but I think they have the athletes there.
Definitely. All right, my man Zachary Swiezicki of Impact 89 FM. And I know, Swy, you guys are doing some amazing things and continue to kind of, you know, push the envelope of where Impact can go. What can we expect when it comes to your guys' sports coverage for next season?
So there's some stuff that I can't really talk
about. You can't reveal yet.
I'll tease
Top
it.
Top secret.
I'll tease it that it's a first as far as MSU student organizations go. So it's very exciting, and I'm glad to have been able to be a part of it and see what's, you know, the future for Impact. Hopefully, I'm talking with the Big Ten right now and the Marriott people for Big Ten Media Days. Hopefully, we'll be live there to be able to interview all of the coaches and players come next Monday and Tuesday. So again, that would be a first for us as well.
Right. Taking the show on the road in a way, right?
Yeah, exactly. But next year, just keep your eye out for Impact 89 FM. And the last thing I do want to say is you look at some of the comments yesterday that kind of rubbed me the wrong way the most from John Engler and Bill Beekman, as you had a mixed crowd. You had donors, you had athletes, coaches, board of trustees, and a lot of journalists, and a few student journalists, not a ton. But they went out, both of them, and ended up taking their own shots at the media. And I looked around and I said, is this the White House?
Right.
What's going on? They didn't say fake news, but Bill Beekman, that was probably the only thing that he really did wrong yesterday. He said, you guys, he kept saying y'all. I don't know where he got the y'all from, but he kept saying, you guys will just report on the wins and the losses and anything bad. And I'm thinking, well, we're here right now. So is this bad? Because it's not a win or a loss.
That's a good point.
So those comments really rubbed me the wrong way. And thinking about, you know, the journalists that we have here, especially a lot of the student journalists that are very good and report on MSU, and the student, or not even just the journalists themselves that in East Lansing, you included, that have been reporting on Michigan State for so long, and just have that be one of your introductory statements really rubbed me the wrong way, because I think East Lansing really does a lot of good journalistic work.
Swy, that was incredibly well said. Thank you for, I didn't even think about that, because yeah, there was a moment he did say that, hey, the media tends to report on wins, or the media is going to report on wins and losses and anything bad. And that thought definitely crossed my mind yesterday when I heard that quote as well. Zachary Swyzicki, outstanding job as always. How can people follow your work, my man?
You can follow me on Twitter at Zach Swyze. We did just interview James Edwards III of The Athletic, talking about the Pistons of Summer League. Some good stuff there on impact89fm.org/sports. A lot of good stuff coming throughout. And as I said, Big Ten Media Days, hopefully have a lot of content next Monday and Tuesday.
I want to do this as well. If there's any students out there listening to you all that may want to get involved with Impact 89 FM Sports, how can they do so?
They're more than welcome to email msuimpactsports@gmail.com. Go to our website, impact89fm.org/sports. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of opportunities come next season, written, online, audio, and even broadcasting. So that's my speech, my selling pitch. So
there you go. Hop on the train quick. All right. My man, Zachary Swyzicki, knocking it out the park. Play-by-play director and multimedia journalist at Impact 89 FM Sports. Let's hit our final break. When we come back, we will put a bow on this Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. We just finished up a chat with Zachary Swyzicki of Impact 89 FM Sports, getting his reaction on the hire of Bill Beekman. And again, we only have about 4 minutes left here in the hour. If you would still like to weigh in, again, go to facebook.com/WKAR News. Tweet us at Al Martin WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. Ben commenting on our Facebook page and saying, I agree with Zach. I see the football team going 10-2 or 11-1, possibly 12-0, with a Big Ten Conference championship to push it to 12-1, or possibly 13-0 with an appearance in the college football playoff. Lofty expectations, Zach and Ben. You know what? Jack Kerwin, who's behind the glass doing an outstanding job for now back-to-back days, filling in for regular engineer Ian Hawley. He is rocking the ones and twos behind the glass. Jack, your reaction to the 12-0 prediction from Swy?
You know, hot take, but nothing wrong with a hot take every now and then. I got us about 10-2 this year.
You got Michigan State at 10-2 this year. I tell you what, when you look at the schedule and you look at what's returning for Michigan State, I don't think I don't think 12-0 is a hot take. I think it's legit, to be honest. Now, am I saying they're going 12-0? No. I think that they'll lose. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to reveal my prediction just yet. All right. Especially as, you know, we have Victon Media Days coming up next week. We'll dive more into Michigan State football next week. Before we close, though, I do have brief thoughts and comments, which I will elaborate on tomorrow's Current Sports, barring any crazy breaking news. Right. Knock on wood. Le'Veon Bell, you know, this whole situation going down with Le'Veon Bell is quite intriguing on a lot of levels. Le'Veon Bell, you know, he put out on his Instagram account that the fact that he couldn't come to terms with the Pittsburgh Steelers for a long-term contract, 2018-19 will most likely be his final season with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's been rumored that he's been pondering retirement if he couldn't get a bigger deal. But it's so interesting to me when you look at what has been reported from the Pittsburgh Steelers and what he was offered by the Steelers, I should say, all right, from the Black and Gold. You know, what was reported is that they were going to offer him a five-year contract, $30-plus million guaranteed, getting paid anywhere from 14 to 15 mil per season. Le'Veon Bell will turn 27 years old mid-February. That is a deal I would have taken. And I don't understand why he didn't take it. To put that deal in perspective, there are only six wide receivers in the league currently today. Wide receivers who have a deal in which they are guaranteed $30-plus million. I don't know. I thought it was the wrong move. I'll elaborate more on that conversation on tomorrow's Current Sports. In the meantime, much love to the entire team of Current Sports. Shout out to Jack, Connor, Alec. Outstanding job. And much love to Zachary Swiezicki for coming in studio and giving his thoughts on the hire of Bill Beekman. And to you, of course, the listener. Until then, folks, we are on a 23-hour break. I'm Al Martin reminding you to always be easy, people.